is minded and civilized. Some guys that there is such a thing as but technically you will have to use a little bit your fine sense, so you have to move a little bit. Why? Because when you sit there, they don't see who are behind you. Please keep a good notion of this throughout the festival, because often the Matajis have to fight for their place, and the men naturally being stronger, and they will want to show that they are victorious in this struggle between the dualities of material life.
Ya Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi ki jai, All glories to the assembled glories, all glories to the assembled, all glories to the assembled, all glories to C.C. Guru Vachivanga, all glories to Shila Prabhupada, Shila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
In the name of His Holiness Katarina Maharaj and myself, I would like to welcome you to this joint Bhagavatam class. We will be speaking on a text from the Bhagavatam about Kirtan, and then talk a little bit about expand the meaning a little bit. So we will be each taking half an hour. We will be together in this format up to 9 o'clock, and try to serve you to have this your last concluding day of the Kirtan Mela. I believe that we remain focused as we are throughout the last 2 days. You are all very focused. It's a very nice Krishna conscious atmosphere. I believe today all of us will collect our gifts. I like to say it like this, that the Lord has a treasure house. And Haridas Thakur says, from all the treasures which are sitting there, there's one particular treasure which is described to be the first and foremost treasure, the most important one. What could that treasure be? Imagine God as a treasure house. Certainly not gold and silver. Could it be maybe a nice balanced position in this world? Or do you think maybe Prema Bhakti is first and foremost treasure? Or is maybe the permission to stay in the Holy Dham the first and foremost treasure in the Lord's treasure house? What could the best treasure of Krishna be? Haridas Thakur answers this somewhat difficult question by saying it is the holy name. And the reason he gives for this being the best treasure of Krishna's treasure house is that we are here in this world. We are surrounded by things which are foreign to our nature. The material world is dull and inert. It is made of material energy, whereas we are made of an entirely different substance than everything we find around us. We are made of the spiritual energy. So, Haridas Thakur says, in this world, there are only two spiritual entities. Entities in Deutsch, we would say them very nice word, Wesenheit. Two spiritual beings. And that is you. You are spirit, yes, you are special. In that you are different from the world which surrounds you. And the second spiritual entity is Krishna's holy name. So, when the two come together, when the holy name comes together to the spiritual soul, when the spiritual soul finds this treasure, by the amazing power of the holy name, he is purified from sins, that means bad karma, and he is given Krishna consciousness. He's given that consciousness of Krishna. That consciousness is again pervaded with Krishna. So in this Kirtan Mela, we are trying to connect. We are trying to connect as spiritual souls, raising our voice to chant Krishna's name and make that sambandha, that relationship work. And I think from watching you and hearing what some of you have said, either to me personally or to other devotees, you have a very wonderful result. Yesterday, from the kirtan, I was not there. The very end, I was seeing devotees who needed to see me. And then I heard a voice all of a sudden. It started in the green door of the guest house, and it came up through the staircase and it remained before my door for some time. Then it went into number four. Number four is the room of His Holiness Kadamba Kamala. And I was intrigued with this singing. And I saw him singing in his room. Then he came out of the room. He sang in the hallway. And I could see that our Maharaj has gotten a great treasure. The holy name, his eyes were full of falsies. I hope you're not embarrassed, but I noticed that. Good result. Alright, so here's our verse for today. Third canto, chapter 33, text 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. It is also a well-known verse, and I will therefore sing it line by line. Aho Bhatasva Pachoto Gariyan. Yasti Vagreva Tate Namatubhyam.
Yasti Vagreva Tate Namatubhyam.
Te Pustapaste Juhu Shashaya.
Te Pustapaste Juhu Shashaya.
Ramanuchu Namagrinanti Yete.
Ramanuchu.
Yes, please, someone else.
Aho Bhatasva Pachato Gariyan.
Aho Bhatasva Pachato Gariyan.
Yajiva Greva Tate Namatuvyam.
Yajiva Greva Tate Namatuvyam.
Te Pustapaste Jusasnuraya.
Te Pustapaste
Churama Vinanti Yete.
Amma Churama Vinanti Yete.
Aho Bata.
Aho Bata.
Because we have a little time, therefore we are a little fast today. Oh, how glorious!
Oh, how glorious!
Svapacha.
Svapacha.
Dokita.
Dokita.
Hence,
Gariyam, Gariyam,
worshipable,
worshipable,
yeah,
yeah,
of whom,
of whom,
Ivare,
Ivare,
on the tip of the tongue,
on the tip of the tongue,
Vatate,
Vatate,
name is?
Is.
Nama.
Nama.
The holy name.
The holy name.
Dubhyam.
Dubhyam.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Deputapaha.
Deputapaha.
Practiced austerities.
Practiced austerities.
They.
They.
Yuhu.
Yuhu.
Executed fire sacrifices.
Vishnu
to bath in the sacred rivers.
Ayans.
Brahma Anuchuhu.
Studied
the Vedas.
Nama.
The holy name. Vinanti. Except
ye,
they who
your
translation. Oh, aho means in our modern language, where the American slang has pervaded our linguistic skills, we will say, wow! Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if they are born in the family of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Worship them. Give puja to them. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. Aryans are very elevated human beings, almost like walking angels on earth. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, these chanters must have bathed at holy places, pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required. Perfect. As it is stated in the previous verse, person who has once offenselessly chanted the holy name of God immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. Yeah, I will highlight this a little bit. You know, the performance of Vedic sacrifices requires the knowledge of Vedic scriptures and the purity of heart, which is found only amongst the Brahmanas, but who are really exalted Brahmanas, who really have a very high level of Vedic knowledge and also realization. We hear that they were so powerful at the time that they would ignite fire just by pronouncing mantras and by their well-wishes. Wonders could happen. So only these highly exalted beings could perform Vedic sacrifices. But here it says, if you have chanted once without offense the holy name, you are on that level. So Prabhupada says one should not be astonished by this statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. One should not disbelieve or think, how? By chanting the holy name of the Lord can one become a holy man to be compared to the most elevated Brahmana? How is this? No, this doubt shouldn't be there. To eradicate such doubts in the minds of unbelievers, this verse affirms that the stage of chanting of the holy name of the Lord is not sudden, but that the chanters have already performed all kinds of Vedic rituals and sacrifices. It is not very astounding, for no one in this life can chant the holy name of the Lord unless he has passed all lower stages, such as performing the very ritualistic sacrifices, studying the Vedas, and practicing good behavior like that of the Aryans. All this must first have been done. Just as the student in a law class is to be understood to have already graduated from general education, anyone who is engaged in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare,
must have already passed all lower stages. It is said that those who simply chant the holy name with the tip of the tongue are glorious. One does not even have to chant the holy name and understand the whole procedure, namely the offensive stage, the offenseless stage, and pure stage. If the holy name is sounded on the tip of the tongue, that is also sufficient. It is said here that Nama, a singular name, one name, Krishna,
Krishna,
or Rama,
Rama,
is sufficient. It is not that one has to chant all the holy names of the Lord. The holy names of the Lord are innumerable, and one does not have to chant all the names to prove that he has already undergone all the processes of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Namo Vishnu Padaya,
Krishna Rishaya Bhutale, Shimadhe Vahye Nanda, Swami Jivane, Namaste Saraswati, Gaurani Vachari, Nirvishe Shashunyavari, Atashadya Vishwavari, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Advaita
from the Sanskrit root meal. Meal means not a meal like breakfast meal. So meal, M-I-L, means to meet. In the Kirtan Mela, the devotees want to meet Krishna in the most merciful form of the holy name. And also they want to meet each other as worshippers of Krishna. This is the idea of the Mela, a meeting between the individual soul and God, and the meeting of the lovers of God, or the worshippers of God, the chanters amongst themselves. That's the idea of Mela, a meeting, a festival, a great gathering, a great meeting takes place. So in this meeting, something happens which is very, very special. When kirtan is done, then it is Rupa Goswami said, you need to know how to do kirtan. Kirtan is defined as loudly giving voice to the glories of the Lord, beginning with the names. So therefore sometimes the kirtaniers will say, chant a little bit louder, because kirtan is this activity where you give voice, you very loudly, from the depths of your heart, you glorify the Lord. This is the idea of kirtan. The idea of kirtan is not just to sing, it is to glorify the Lord loudly. The Lord is to be glorified because He is so beautiful. He has so much shakti, so much energies. Yes, He performs extraordinary pastimes, which only the Lord does, no one else. In this way, Jiva Goswami says, why we should glorify Him? There's something to glorify. It's not vain glories. Like when we meet a human being and we say, oh, today you look so beautiful. It is really an overstatement, because it is not deeply beautiful. Just if you only skin deep, behind the skin, oh, not so beautiful. But when you see Krishna, you say, oh, Krishna is so beautiful. Everything of it. When you go through him, it is beautiful. Even his saliva is beautiful because it goes in the prashad and it makes it spiritual and very, very, very worshipable by the best of human beings. Krishna is beautiful throughout. His body is Sachit Ananda. It is out of bliss and full of knowledge and full of eternity. Very, very, very extraordinary. He is to be glorified. Now, if you glorify the Lord like this, you have contact with the Lord, and in the contact of the Lord, something, a transformation happens, which this verse of the Bhagavatam talks about. This verse of the Bhagavatam talks about low-class people born in the family of dog eaters. I don't know if you can imagine, if you eat 25 years dog flesh, your cells are very doggishly informed. Your brain is most probably, you know, you are what you eat, and you have a little... your face of feature. You can see it in Germany, people who keep shepherds and other dogs, and as they grow older, their faces transform and look a little bit the way their darlings look. You can see there are professional studies of this, how in the association of anything, it does not just mean dogs or also husband and wife, they stay together for so long, they begin to look alike and have similar manners. There are psychological studies like this. So imagine a dog eater, he's surrounded with dogs, he even eats them, and so on. He doesn't vibrate on a high level, you know. You can visit such places where this is done in India. There are areas in Delhi where you can go, and I encourage you, but don't go after when the sun is down. See, it is something to be seen. But here it is said that by chanting the names, a transformation takes place. A very amazing transformation. Which is addressed by Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami talks about, gives the verse, he says those who chant, they become actually advanced and they achieve very high levels of spiritual transformation. Evam Ratasva Priyana Kirtyam Kirtyana from Kirtan. Yathanurago Drutta Chitta Uchai. Chitta means the consciousness changes. Something comes in the consciousness, which we saw yesterday with our Maharaj here, left the Kirtan, most probably he had sung all the way, and he was very blissful when he entered the guest house and chanted at this. The chitta, the deep, deep place of the consciousness which we want to transform, has been reached by the holy name. And I know this is not an isolated case. Many of you experience this. So Chitta Swami says, this goal of all spiritual life, that the chitta is transformed, and that there's really a transformation from Heinz Meyer to Hansa Dutta. This very, very deep transformation is the goal of spiritual life. And Sridhar Swami said, puts a doubt before this. How is it possible? He says, one could argue that this very high state, that the consciousness gets, the chitta means the core of the consciousness. Sigge Jung would say the subconscious mind, but it's more than even that. The chitta is transformed. This is rarely attained, one could say, by even those who have attained perfection in yoga, even after many lifetimes of practice. So how can this stage be reached in one birth merely by singing the names of the Lord? Do you find this doubt a good doubt? Oh, you're sleeping. I'm fine. This is a very good doubt. It is a very reasonable doubt. It's a doubt which we should also apply to ourselves. How much have you changed? Are you still Heinz Meyer? Inside, I know outside, you have a shaved head and a tilak. We are talking now of the chitta, the deep consciousness. Is that really changed? So this doubt is raised by Sridhar Swami. I think it is a doubt which all of us had at times, and those who analyze the success stories in the Hare Krishna movement have also this doubt. Sridhar Swami gives a very, very interesting solution to this doubt. He says that this is a gradual attainment for someone who takes shelter of the Lord. He gives an example from eating. When you eat, when you have a plate of prasadam before you, you are really very fortunate. This means the end of your hunger story has arrived. But this result will come gradually, bite by bite, as you eat. You have to continue eating. Otherwise, you will still be hungry. So he gives this, he says, those who chant continuously in this life by taking shelter of the required of the Lord, they will make this experience. He gives this verse, which some of you know, bhakti parishanu bhavo viraktir, etc. Devotion, direct experience of the Lord, and detachment from other things. These three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the same way that pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. So when you eat, you are hungry and you're mental and you're, are you sometimes hungry?
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, you are sleeping. We are talking now something important for you. Please stay with us. Switch on. Are you sometimes hungry, Prabhu?
Yes.
Good. So that hunger will go gradually, bite by bite, as you eat the meal. So we are spiritually hungry. And as we chant the holy names, the spiritual hunger will slowly go. That is, we will have some devotion. We will have some direct experience of the Lord. And we will have detachment. There was one devotee here who was chanting, praying to Radha Madan Mohan for his and for shelter. And he was chanting. All of a sudden, he told me, he saw how, he said, give me a sign that you accept me. I feel not accepted by you. So he saw how the hands of Madan Mohan opened and how the flute of Madan Mohan fell out of the hands on the ground. And this was what other devotees also see. They saw all of a sudden how the flute just bang came on the ground. They may not have seen how the hands opened, but this one devotee, Madan Mohan, chose to give him a sign like this. A sign, yes, I care for you, you wanted a sign, so it's awesome. So this is an experience for that devotee. Other devotees help. The Lord gives them other experiences. Maybe the heart softens. Maybe all of a sudden they feel they want to sing more. They sing outside of the kirtan when they leave the kirtan hall, and so on. Some direct experience comes. And then detachment from other things. And these come if you take shelter of the Lord. Hare Krishna. And you are then having this wonderful experience. This is Srinath Swami saying, but you need to keep on eating. Keep on chanting. Never stop. Never stop. Never stop even when you leave the kirtan hall. Never stop in your life. When you meet devotees, chant with them or talk about Krishna with them. And as you continue to eat, best is throughout your life, you will feel these results coming to you. Still, this verse says, even one holy name is so glorious. How is this to be understood? The idea is, when you start to meet the holy name, when you mostly you do it when you meet the sadhus, the devotees of the Lord. This is explained in the Bhagavatam. Your spiritual life has started. Your puna janma, that is the repeated birth and death, is now stopped. At the time when a conditioned soul meets devotees and receives the holy name, at that time, his samsara, his cycle of repeated birth and death, is stopped, and therefore he is elevated on a level which the ayahs have. It is considered that you have taken all your bath in the holy places, committed fire sacrifices and what else? You have executed all kinds of austerities. Yes, because now you have achieved something which not even the highest qualified beings have achieved. You have received your guarantee that you can go back to Godhead. But don't stop chanting. Just like a hungry man needs to continue to eat in order to have these wonderful experiences of eating. This is Sri Naswami's perspective on this. You also have to chant. So, I punctually, it's 8:30 now, we will now request Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. I think it's as good if you come here, Maharaj, because of the cameras and everything.
Cameras, eh?